one of the big things that has made a huge change in the last couple of decades, and in fact even in the last 10 years, is technology and how we use it. And there is a very interesting lecture happening tomorrow at the Conservatorium at 6 p.m. hosted by Professor Paul Egglestone, called Technology and Social Change. And we're going to have a chat with Paul this morning. Good morning, Paul. How indeed has technology changed the way we communicate in the last decade or so?
Good morning. Yes, well, it's just fundamentally shifted all those kind of relationships. I was thinking the other day, listening to Monia Al-Sharif, who was the Saudi Arabian woman who drove a taxi around, cities in Saudi Arabia, because she'd not been, women weren't allowed to drive. She posted a video of herself on YouTube and picked up nearly 500,000 followers very, very quickly on YouTube, sympathising with her cause. Now, that she was able to do that without any kind of constraints of any kind of commissioning process or broadcasting kind of hierarchy. She just did it, and the public supported her. So that's just kind of one example of how quickly digital technology has changed the way that we can communicate and reach mass audiences very, very quickly.
Paul, who would have thought a couple of decades ago that we'd be carrying around a television station literally in our back pocket? You wouldn't have thought that was possible, would you?
No, it's technology's moved at a pace, and also the way that people are interacting with that technology and using that technology in many cases for fairly positive means. So the mobile phone, the ubiquitous kind of mobile phone, is a really good example. One of the things that I'll be talking about in the lecture is a project that we did some years ago where we used drone technology and high-quality image technology to look for missing climbers in the English Lake District when I lived over in the UK. And we sent that data, that video data, to people's mobile phones and asked them to click on the image on their mobile phone if they thought they'd seen a lost climber. That sort of activity would have been impossible even, 6 or 7 years ago, never mind a decade ago.
It is amazing where it's all going, Paul. I guess, where do you see the future of technology in the next couple of decades, considering how far we've come in very recent times?
Well, I think in my little area, because it's such a massive scope, isn't it? We could have conversations about, everything from kind of driverless cars and, Elon Musk's battery technology transforming the energy market. We could look at more peer-to-peer lending, kind of eroding the traditional hold, that stranglehold that banks have on us. But my focus is around kind of media and media innovation. And I'm interested to find out what new experiences technology might be able to offer us. For example, we started playing with conductive ink, connecting print to the internet so that we could have sheets of paper that played sound and that people could interact with in a very crude way, but nevertheless interact very differently. And I can see other platforms and other areas of technology growing to create new and different experiences that we haven't imagined yet.
Paul, we've come such a long way from when my school teachers would tell me that you need to work out how to come up with maths problems yourself because you'll never be able to walk around outside with a calculator. How wrong they were. What can we expect from the lecture tomorrow night?
Well, I'm going to start with a few of the things that I definitely have to obviously try and hone this into something that's manageable because it's such a huge, huge area. I'll have to start by saying, look, I'm not going to talk about A, B and C. I'm then going to talk about one or two of the things that have influenced my thinking, and they're particularly those areas where we're using technology for social good and for social change, where we're connecting citizens and communities and empowering people to do good work. So there's a little bit of drone technology in a project that I was involved in with Dr. Patrick Mayer as after the kind of Himalayan disaster. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the projects that I've been directly involved in that have beginning to create one or two of these new experiences. There's still, a long, long way to travel within some of these projects, but I thought it would be a kind of, as I'm new to Newcastle and the audience hopefully are new to me, it'd be an opportunity for them to get to know where my thinking's been and where I think I'll be taking the kind of the new School of Creative Industries here at the University of Newcastle forward over the next 5 or 6 years or so.
And just very quickly, Paul, how are you finding it here in Newcastle? A bit of a change from home?
The weather's fantastic generally. Obviously, it's wet.
Not today. Not today.
Absolutely fantastic generally. The beaches are great. The city's been very, very welcoming. You know, we felt at home here pretty much, you know, instantly. We arrived in January at 40 degrees heat. Now, that's something that I probably have never experienced. I certainly never experienced before in Britain. So that was a little bit of a kind of rude awakening. But ever since, yeah, it's been great. The university's been good, and the people of Newcastle, fabulous. What can I say? Great beaches, great restaurants, great vibe, yeah.
Well, Paul, welcome to Newcastle for January. We've certainly turned on a nice English summer's day for you today. I look forward to the lecture tomorrow night. Thanks for your time with us this morning.
That's great. Thank you.
Professor Paul Eggleston, he's got that lecture on at the Conservatorium tomorrow night at 6 p.m. All about technology and social change. Talking with us this morning here at 2NURFM.